The worlds of foreign affairs and fashion come together at the United Nations on Thursday in the season finale of the popular US television show Project Runway All Stars. The show pits fashion designers against each other in weekly challenges to determine the overall winner of a prize package that includes a position at a top fashion magazine and $150,000 in cash. As several of the contestants came from diverse national backgrounds, the show's producers felt the United Nations was the perfect location for the final episode, which was filmed in the UN's Economic and Social Council. I'm Alexandra King, and I filed this report. The Economic and Social Council, a room more used to delegates than dresses. But this past summer, it found itself transported, with a runway in place of a podium and an accompanying flock of New York City's finest fashionistas primping in the wings. This was Project Runway All Stars, filming its third season final at United Nations headquarters in New York City. But could it really manage to merge fashion with foreign affairs? Executive producer Rob Bagshaw explains.
We are always looking for locations that are both unusual and appropriate to the creative of the show. So once we realised that some of our designers on the show this season all had different countries of origin and came from different heritages, then it was a natural marriage, I guess, to think of the United Nations.
The three finalists were challenged with designing a collection inspired by their own cultural heritage.
When I walked in, I felt the presence.
For finalist Seth Aaron Henderson, creativity came easily.
I just drew a natural collection. It just flowed. It was so inspiring coming here. It was not difficult for me to conceptualize what I was going to do.
And for fellow finalist designer Koto Mamulu, showing at the UN meant it even became about more than just the clothes.
I think the challenge is amazing. You know, originally being from Liberia, my dad worked in politics, so I almost feel at home. You know, it's like you come one again, and to be able to come here with different countries, we're all so different, but this one thing brings us together, unites us. So.
But still, there could only be one winner. You can find out who by watching the final, which airs on Lifetime on Thursday, the 9th of January. For the United Nations, this is Alexandra King.